something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara here, and I'm thrilled to have Jennifer Owens from the Glow Clinic on the line. Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Trina. It's very weird to be at home.
I know, isn't it just?
I
know, and I haven't had anybody in studio. In fact, I haven't been in studio myself in such a long time. So it's kind of, it's very strange. But I suppose even stranger for you, you're back open though now, which is great.
I am, yes, thank God.
Oh God.
Thank God.
You must have been pulling your hair out, were you?
Yes, I think at one point I wasn't sure if I could stay in my apartment. My car's PCP was off and my clinic was closed. And I just felt like I was a child or a teenager again.
Yeah.
I was like, where's all my grown-up stuff?
I know, I know.
What's happening to my life?
But things are back and you've moved premises and everything. So all new change.
Yes, all new. And, you know, the new normal. God, if I hear that again, I'm going to see someone. But the new normal.
So where is the Glow Clinic now?
So now we are at 24 Mount Street Upper. So it's actually only around the corner from Merrion Square where we were. It's just a slightly kind of brighter premises, a little bit bigger. The building's lovely and kind of, you know, those Georgian buildings are quite hard to keep in good nick, but that my landlord is doing an excellent job of keeping everything spick and span and painted and everything. So it's a lovely, lovely space. And fits really well with kind of some of our new different protocols and things like that to keep everybody safe.
Well, speaking of the protocols, I mean, you're well used to this kind of thing and all the hygiene and everything, mm-hmm. the business that you're in, and also because you were a dentist for so long as well. So these masks are nothing new for you, by the way. You're well used to them.
No, unfortunately not. Oh my God, I know. Because some people, you know, they'll say, oh, well, Jen, I went into the supermarket and I was wearing a mask and I nearly ripped it off my face after about 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you're like, that's what I've worn my whole career.
You know, a mask is the worst, actually. What I find is the worst for the masks is, you know, if you get a cold, like I'm kind of dreading the winter, you know, if you get a cold and you have a runny nose, if you pinch a surgical mask or any of those masks on your nose just runs for Ireland. So, like, it definitely happened way back when I was a dentist that, you know, you'd say goodbye to the patients after doing a filling and you'd be like, bye bye, I'm just leaving my mask on. I have to wipe everything off my face and they leave you.
So, oh, the glamour.
I've had very, very tough times. I know, it's so glamorous really wearing masks.
So what is the situation now then? How are you doing treatments on clients in the clinic? Is it all the PPE gear? What's the story?
Yes. So my own PPE gear has definitely increased. It's a lot sweatier. I'm wearing a shield as well as a mask and things like that. What we're doing is we're just trying to minimize footfall and keep appointments as short as possible. Mm. There are certain appointments that, you know, it's an existing patient. We've done their consultation virtually. They've prepaid. We've gone through the consent and we can have them in and out in like 8-9 minutes.
Wow.
So that can be a really, really good option for people. Generally, it's just those anti-wrinkle injections, say, in the forehead. You know, it's a very short and quick procedure once you've gone through all the explaining and all the risk stuff. The actual procedure itself is very, very quick. But it's great because I have had people where their son has asthma and they're quite afraid of doing anything to put their son at risk. And it's great for them to be able to have treatments that they usually have and not feel like they're taking on this extra risk because, you know, the guidelines, I took a lot of advice when I was trying to figure out how to open up, how to do it safely, because it's not just about being allowed to open up. You know, I think we all focus on the restrictions and whether you can do this or not, but to take it on yourself and go, okay, well, is this safe? Is this justifiable? Is this a problem?
And it's about the clients, you know, as well, being responsible and you know, admitting
completely.
If they're not feeling well or if they've come in contact.
Yeah.
Or because I read a story, I think it was in the Daily Mail, about this girl who had to get her manicure done and she tested positive for COVID. I think it was in the UK.
Oh,
and she went 2 days later because her nails were in such a state. And the girl who was her nails was immune compromised. And you're like, are people really that selfish that the nails come first?
I know.
So it's about people's honesty as well.
Well, I think it's as well, it's about like the awareness. It's about thinking about where the risk lies and if you're taking a risk or if you're putting someone at risk. Because there are people then too who are afraid to leave their house or, you know, feel that they shouldn't go to the supermarket more than once a week. you know, they're afraid to meet someone for coffee. And, you know, if that person has been isolating as well or kind of being responsible, there's no extra risk. It's not like because you put five people together, the coronavirus is going to appear from nowhere. It has to kind of come from somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's about balancing those and understanding why, you know, the government makes these recommendations or NPHET or any of these things. For me, one of the things that I was advised on was that if appointments are less than 15 minutes, if there's less than 15 minutes contact time, because it's impossible for me to socially distance from people when they're in.
Well, of course,
if I'm
going
to do a treatment on them, you know. You know, I can't do, I'm not that good. I can't fire it across the room.
You'd need to be stretch Armstrong, wouldn't you?
I've got longer arms now than I've got. But that's what I was advised on, that if you can, you know, if you have higher risk people, like, you know, some of my patients might be immune compromised themselves or have different diseases or things that put them in a slightly higher risk category, but they feel that the treatments improve their quality of life. If you can, you know, minimize their risk by seeing them first thing in the day so that there's nobody else has been there, and you keep their appointments under 15 minutes, you are minimizing kind of risk for people, like, you know, I was saying, the lady whose son had asthma.
And the clients are never coming in contact because one has gone out the door before another one arrives in. Like, even when you go to the hairdressers or things like that, those kind of things drive you mad, sitting around waiting to be seen. So I think it actually is almost working better now that, you know, say if your appointment is 2 o'clock, that you'll be seen at 2 o'clock.
I really agree, Trina, because there's a lot of small businesses that have been really hurt by the whole coronavirus and the lockdown and everything. But that was me, certainly, for the first few months. I was closed for like 3 months. But it has made things be a lot more efficient now.
Yeah.
That's actually a great kind of silver lining in all of this, that you can, you know what you're coming in for, and, you know, if you go anywhere else, you know you're going to be seen on time 99 times out of 100. And it's great.
So what do the clients have to do, Jennifer, when they come in? Do they have to wear a mask, and do they have to get their temperature taken or anything like that?
Yes. Okay. So they all fill out their medical history form before they come in, and we screen for them feeling unwell and things like that. We take their temperature with one of those contactless thermometers. To be honest, I feel like someone's mammy every morning.
Yeah,
I'm
know.
Like, taking their temperature. I'm like, I'm just going to take your temperature.
Yeah.
It's quite funny. And yeah, a lot of them will be wearing a mask, but obviously there'll be some procedures where they'd have to take the mask off. Now, leave it on as much as reasonably possible. A lot of them come in wearing their cloth masks, and I do provide clean surgical masks if they want those going out. So sometimes they'll have treatments that might be under the mask and you don't necessarily want to put your cloth mask that you've worn all day on top of it.
Okay, yeah.
It's working very well. You have the occasional person that, you know, well, not quite like that girl in the Daily Mail with the nails, but they just don't think about it. You know, they just say, well, I'm back from my home country for a few days. Could I get some treatments? And you're kind of going, well, no, you're not on the green list. You've got to isolate before you come near me.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't want you hopping on a flight like after I've just done some treatment for you.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You need to hang around for that. So.
Well, Jennifer, will you hang on there a sec? We're going to go to a quick song and then when we come back, I want to talk to you about fillers because I met a girl recently and she'd had pretty much everything done and I was intrigued. I was really intrigued because she was so young, so I have to get more info on this. So hang on there a second. There's Jennifer Owens from the Glow Clinic. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.